This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Glad you are tuned in right where you are, whether that's the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550K Fire from Bismarck, Mandan, AM 1100 The Flag of Fargo, Moorhead, 1090 KTGO, booming to the Bakken, Watford City, Williston, Stanley, Tioga, and the northwest quadrant of North Dakota, as well as KLTC 1460 on your radio dial on the western edge. In Dickinson. This is What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Our fine sponsors make this show possible, so we encourage you to support them. Folks like B-Mobile. In fact, B-Mobile is so anxious to have you as a customer. They'll give you up to $650 to get out of your current contract. I'm not kidding you. Go into B-Mobile. They're a local family-owned company. And get unstuck from your current carrier. They'll give you all the details right there. See the store for complete details. B-Mobile is the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. The name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. And, of course, B-Mobile is everywhere you're at. Whether at home, the lakes, or beyond, they have locations across North Dakota, Fargo, Bismarck, Detroit Lakes, Grand Forks, Jamestown, Valley City, and Wahpeton. To find a location near you, visit bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. All right, this hour is safety talk. We're going to move that up a little bit. We usually start about 20 past the hour for safety talk, but we have a great group of guests today that are joining us on the program and some important topics, because we're going to talk about safety in our communities, how personal responsibility can be the difference between living a fulfilling life or having it cut short and end in tragedy, and that's important. I love these safety talk sessions. We do them once a month. And they're about saving lives, protecting lives. Darn important. So we'll chat about that. Before the end of the hour, some of you have called during the break. Give you a few others a chance to call as well and preview tomorrow's Super Tuesday day. Big governor's debate this week and lots more to touch on before we're done today and preview a little bit about what's ahead tomorrow on the program as well. All right, so as I mentioned, safety in our communities and personal responsibility, a big part of what we want to talk about here today. We have three special guests. Tom Deutscher is here. Tom's a father, the organizer of the Run for Change event, and the former area director of the OSHA Bismarck Area Office. Peter Pomonas, the home and community coordinator for the North Dakota Safety Council, and Terry Weaver, the traffic safety coordinator for the North Dakota Safety Council, with us today. All of these folks able to join us in this conversation about personal responsibility, safety in our communities. And we're going to specifically address underage drinking, overconsumption, and drunk driving in North Dakota. If any of those issues have impacted you, if they worry you, if you want to enter the discussion on those, listen close today. It's a hard topic, I know, for some to discuss because many many of us know a person or family that's been affected either by an incident or, maybe took their friend's life or drunk driving crash that tragically cut a loved one's life short. Tom is here today, as I mentioned, with us, and he is one of those people that's been personally affected by someone else's decision to drink and drive. But also someone that's taken that tragedy as an opportunity to educate others on the effects of drinking and driving. So we're going to do a touch on both of those things today. Tom, would you start with for us today and maybe share a little bit about your story and something that you're doing as a result of it? That's the Run for Change event that we're going to be telling folks about, why you started it, and some details on that. Maybe first about July 6th of 2012, if you would.
Yes, I certainly would. thank you. We don't often get a chance to really talk about what the families do after a horrific accident like this and how it impacts them. So I really appreciate the opportunity to do this. On July 6, 2012, We were planning a family reunion. We hadn't been together in nearly 4 years. I have four children and some grandchildren. And on that particular day, Aaron and Allison, my oldest son, and his wife and daughter, Brielle, and by the way, she was 4 months pregnant at the time, were traveling back to Bismarck. They were actually a little late for the occasion, but they were traveling back and were tragically killed by a drunk driver going the wrong way on Interstate just east of Jamestown. I won't talk too much about that because it's a very difficult subject, but I will talk about what we're doing proactively as a result of it. And we started what was called the Run for Change, and I don't like to take credit for it because it was really Allison's close friends and sister who really came up with the idea. Aaron and Allison were really focused on family, but they were really avid sports enthusiasts, so... you know, Aaron really liked to play soccer, softball, and Allison was a softball player, but in particular, she liked to run half marathons. So they were teaching little Brielle to do that also. So in respect for them, they came up with the idea to do the Run for Change. We really never knew how it was going to take off. We really didn't want our son's family, you know, viewed as more than just victims of a drunk driver. We wanted them to be remembered for, you know, their accomplishments, the lives they touched, and the positive influence they had on society at such a young age. We wanted something that would just respect them and represent the importance they placed on both family values and the importance of that they had on giving back to the community. So... once organized, this is really a great event for the whole family. You get to spend some time together, you get some exercise, and you can pay tribute to those who are impacted by drinking and driving, much like us. We also wanted some sort of platform to really for families to really address society's attitudes about drinking and driving, because so many people have the idea that it's normal and socially acceptable to drive home, you know, after a few drinks, and the reality is that a poor decision such as that may be their final decision, such as in our case. So, you know, the Deutsche message really is if you're making a plan to go out, we're just simply asking you to make a plan to get home safely.
Well, thanks for sharing that story, Tom. I remember that day myself, had the entire family piled into a car, headed for a family reunion up in Minot, and it was just a few hours before that. So remember hearing about it and travel by that spot many, many times and think often of the your son and daughter-in-law and grandchildren there as well. I think one of those just heartbreaking stories. And then, of course, when we learn that the offender is a repeat offender, all those, you know, emotions about the drunk driving and our laws and everything else have come front and center. The Run for Change event sounds like a great way to remember your son and daughter-in-law and the family and hopefully facilitate a little bit of change. I know it's in its second year. Can you give us some details about the event and how people can go about supporting it?
Certainly can. Actually, it is in its fourth year, and it's a second year here in Bismarck. The first 2 years were in Fargo, and it's one thing about these things. You never know, you know, what the turnout's going to be. I mean, you expect your friends and your family to show up, but I think what you don't really realize is the generosity and the outpouring from the community. And at Fargo, 2013, we had nearly 1,000 participants, which was incredible. It's sort of overwhelming. So we did it 2 years there. This is now going to be the second year in Bismarck. I can give you the full details about the event. It'll be held on Saturday, April 23rd, starting at Sertoma Community Center. It's at Sertoma Park in Bismarck. And there's essentially three events in one. We run a Allie's 10K run at 8:45, Aaron's 5K run or walk at 9 a.m., and then Brielle, we host a 1K bubble run, which we call it, at 10 a.m.
So this is a competitive event, right? Serious runners invited.
Well, it wasn't designed as a competitive run, but what we found out is there are a lot of running enthusiasts out there. And so we've made arrangements such that there will be electronic chips and bibs for those that like to really know what they're doing. And also there'll be a time clock so runners can keep track of their time. Strollers are welcome on the 5K and the bubble run, and you certainly can bring your pets if they behave. And we have some prizes for those finishing first.
All right, and by the way, there is opportunities for sponsors and registration open as well. And he's going to tell us a little bit more about that after a break. I'll give you a website here so you can get all the details on this if you'd like to get started on this. ndrun.org. That's ndrun.org. Click the registration tab. Tom will tell us more about that after a break. We're also going to talk with Peter and Terry a little bit about personal responsibility for safety in our communities, and talk a little bit about alcohol consumption and underage drinking as well. So stay tuned. We'll tackle those topics, and your calls, questions, and comments are welcome all on Safety Talk. Straight ahead.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
I'm Mgr. James Shea, president of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
You've heard us tell you about Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Today we talk about why you should use Sunbelt of North Dakota. To answer, Art Rosenberg is back. Say, Art, what in particular about Sunbelt makes it the right choice for a business owner looking to sell here?
We have an experienced team of business professionals who understand the region, and every one of our brokers has owned their own business in the past. Our team members have diverse backgrounds in networking, finance, marketing, sales, and human resources.
What does the worldwide reach of Sunbelt and the presence of Sunbelt bring with the local touch here in North Dakota?
We're able to provide you with valuations and appraisals, financing opportunities, whether it's with SBA or other national funding sources as leasing. And then we can add consulting to increase the value of your business.
Folks, they know the language. They can help all parties avoid the pitfalls that can derail a deal. They've been there, done that, which is why you got to call them at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Thanks, Art.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Tank part, one phone call, gets it done. Polar Service Center. That's right. Polar Service Center is the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. Also, one of the largest service centers to take care of those tank trailers is right here in North Dakota. Killdeer for years now, recently expanded to Williston and a growing operation. And they have the parts you need. They're delivering all over Bismarck, Minot, all throughout the Bakken from their locations in Killdeer and Williston. Brand new location in Williston, easy to find, just a little bit to the east of Williston on Highway 2. You know where the Love's truck stop is? Out there, Peterbilt, the Ramada, they're right in the right next to Peterbilt, actually, right in that location. You can't miss them there at Polar Service Centers. And a great place to work, too, with jobs up to $32 per hour is what they pay at Polar Service Centers. And they're always looking for tank trailer technicians. So if that's a line of work that interests you, housing allowance you get in Williston, in Killdeer. And competitive pay in Williston as well. 507-696-1164. Call Terry, and they'll take care of you. That's Terry at 507-696-1164. And stop and see him either location. Tell him Scott sent you at Polar Service Center. 21 past the hour. Safety Talk today brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council. Also appreciate the support of WSI in allowing us to monthly bring you a conversation about saving lives. Simple as that. With experts where we're learning together about things we can talk about in our families and continue to do. And the Run for Change event is coming up on Saturday, April 23rd at the Sertoma Community Center in Bismarck, Sertoma Park there. This is the fourth year for the event, second year in Bismarck. And there are opportunities for sponsors. Registration is open. Tom, tell me about how folks can help out.
Oh, I certainly will. I just wanted everybody to know that this whole event is solely supported by the generosity of others. You know, we take everything, all the monies that are generated by this are returned back to the communities in a manner in which we feel Aaron and Allison would like. We had 23 business sponsors last year. I understand that we've nearly doubled that already this year. So I'm certainly hopeful for that. I know the Safety Council has come on as a new event sponsor, and I want to thank them for that. If you want to become a sponsor, just simply visit the ndrun.org, and there's a sponsors tab. And if you have any difficulty with it or if you're confused by it, as sometimes you can be with those web pages, certainly contact any of the individuals on the committee or my wife, and we will certainly help you with that. We're taking registrations for the event. There's a $25 registration fee for the 10K and the 5K, and that also includes a T-shirt. And the bubble run is only $10. And I just want to remind folks the prices go up a bit after March 31st. And to register for this event, just simply go to the website also, ndrun.org, and click on the registration tab. And please come share the day with us.
Thanks. I appreciate that very much. Sounds like a great time. And again, ndrun.com for more details. Personal responsibility and safety in our communities is our focus today on alcohol consumption specifically. And Peter Pomonas is the home and community coordinator for the North Dakota Safety Council. They have recently launched a statewide responsible beverage server program. And Peter, I want you to tell us a little bit about this. I know you're working with servers and managers to prevent over-serving and underage drinking and alcohol establishments. Tell me why this is necessary. Why do you have to do this? It seems like common sense, but what issues are we facing here in North Dakota that make a program like this necessary?
Yeah, thanks for having me. There's kind of two main issues that we address with this program, and that's binge drinking and underage drinking in our state. And I just have a couple of statistics to throw at you, but 18% of North Dakota's 9th through 12th graders reported they drank more than 5 drinks in a row in a couple hours at least once in the previous 30 days. Along with that, as many as 50% of servers in alcohol establishments have served alcohol to underage youth in compliance checks conducted by law enforcement. So we're seeing not only the decision of our youth to drink before they're of legal age, but they're also able to get access to it.
Yeah, I hope you heard that, folks. 18% of North Dakotans 9th through 12th grade reported they drank more than 5 drinks in a row in a couple of hours, at least once in the previous 30 days. A recent thing, you can't argue with that being overconsumption, and youngsters, high school kids, and a lot of them. That's scary. Terry, how about drinking and driving? How are we trending in North Dakota for that? A lot of education, obviously, occurring about this. We hear about it and have for decades. You'd think we'd be seeing some positive trends, are we?
Really, we're not. We've all heard the reports and seen the studies, and the headlines read, North Dakota, number one booziest state in America, and one in three North Dakotans report binge drinking in the past month, and it's part of our culture. But what's more is that it's part of what's killing North Dakotans, from unborn children to senior citizens. And some stats for you on that. According to North Dakota Department of Transportation, 47% of all fatal crashes in 2014 were alcohol-related. And from those crashes, 63 people died, and families and friends were impacted. Things aren't looking up. From the 2010 to 2014, there was an over 10% increase in DUI arrests in North Dakota, including 34% increase in those juvenile arrests. From overconsumption and underage drinking to drinking and driving, we as a state have a lot of work to do in that, in order to start reversing those trends. So here at the North Dakota Safety Council, we're dedicated to education, not only for the drinking age population, but for anyone from teenage drivers to business owners in our state.
We need a wake-up call here is what we need, without question, to just, a splash of cold water in the face to say, start really zeroing in on this, paying attention to this. What kind of information, Peter, does the public need to hear? What are you trying to get out so these numbers, alarming numbers that you both shared, can be reversed?
Yeah, our goal is to get into the establishments with this responsible beverage server program, but today's talk is about personal responsibility, so we're also trying to get out that people need to understand what they're drinking so they can make that right decision, especially when it comes to driving home after being at an establishment. I believe it's the Department of Human Services has a great campaign out right now, the Speaks Volumes campaign, which we've kind of piggybacked off of that with our program, which talks about the amount of alcohol in drinks. For instance, a 16-ounce craft beer is actually two drinks, or Long Island tea is equivalent to 3 to 5 drinks, margarita, 2 to 3 drinks. So we really... Like I said, we're getting into establishments and trying to work that avenue, but it all ultimately comes down to that individual making the right decision as well.
All right, there's a couple of myths out there, too, that I want to have you address, hey, if I just drink coffee, I'll sober up, or I'll take a shower and I'll sober up. Peter, let me know whether or not those are true. And, by the way, I think some interesting things I didn't know. A craft beer was equal to two drinks, or... You know, a Long Island iced tea was more potent than a regular cocktail. But you got a Long Island iced tea actually equal to 3 to 5 drinks, and a margarita equal to 2 to 3 drinks. So this is helpful information. More of these tidbits of information for you as we tackle this firsthand and learn about what's happening with our guest today from the North Dakota Safety Council. Safety Talk edition of the program. Don't touch that dial, and questions are welcome for these guests, too.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
MyPillow is helping thousands of people sleep all across the country. Listen to what Brian has to say.
With my busy schedule, I don't always have the luxury of getting 7 or 8 hours of sleep. So when I finally do get to bed, I can't afford to be tossing and turning and staring at the clock. After suffering from insomnia and neck pain, switching to MyPillow has helped me rest longer, and in the morning, I wake up feeling refreshed. If you have trouble sleeping through the night, or know someone that is, try MyPillow. Its unique fill contours to your sleeping style, and cleaning is easy. Just throw it in the washing machine and dryer, and boom, your MyPillow is just like new. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, what do you have to lose? Get MyPillow and sleep better.
Get your own MyPillow. Give them a call or go online to MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-for-1 special and use promo code SCOTT at checkout, or call 800-506-9028 and get the sleep you've been missing.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
One heck of a deal now, and it's an exclusive deal to our fine listeners, which we love that. When we can give you a deal nobody else can give you. That's what my friends at MyPillow have done. Yes, that's true. Right now, the 4-for-1 deal is back. The classic 4-pack combo is $99.88. You receive two classic pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. The 2-for-1 deal on the premium pillows is also still available. You save 50% on that deal. Now, all of this comes with a 60-night money-back guarantee. That's a no-brainer. It means you can use it. You don't like it, send it back. Try it out. 59 nights sleep on it. Not for me. 10-year warranty. It will not go flat. Stays cool, so you don't have any tossing and turning. Machine washable. These things are great. You want the deal? I don't blame you. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Most important thing to your sleep? Your pillow. And guess what the most important thing is to your health? Your sleep. Now you're connecting the dots. Good job. All right, we're back on What's on Your Mind. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline's 800-228-0550. A couple of calls here on our topic at hand. David in Moorhead, what's your question, David?
Hey, good morning, Scott and guests. We've talked a lot about the problems with underage drinking, but have we tried the approach of maybe dropping the drinking age again to where parents can actually monitor their children and not become criminals if they have a party, you know, like their senior year at their house, so they can monitor the children? My issue with the drinking laws here is putting it at 21 makes it illegal till they're well into their adults. They're always going to find places where they're alone, so they can't be seen.
Right. I know these debates always come back to, you know, the decision making process, the chemistry of the brain of a 18, 19, 20 year old. David's question is really better directed at a lawmaker, because the law is the law. But does anybody here think it would be a good idea to lower the drinking age, given the stats and numbers you're sharing with us, Peter?
Well, I guess I can't speak to if that's a good idea or not. I can tell you that some communities around the state have their own local ordinances or city laws or rules regarding that. So, I to be honest, I'm not sure whether or not that would be a good thing, but it's definitely worth a discussion.
And it would take a lawmaker to change it. Appreciate the call, David. Trenton in Minot, what's on your mind? You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Yes, I just had a couple fields of input. I feel like that there needs to be stiffer laws for underage drinking, serving people underage, and especially drinking and driving. I think that the laws are too lax as far as people are not paying enough or not paying with their time. And that is making them make more decisions to drink or to leave the bar and have a couple beers or whatever. I feel like there should be more, not necessarily monetary fines imposed also, but more of your freedom took away, because when you have time sitting in a jail cell for your, say, second DWI compared to getting your second one and then going back out and killing somebody on a third one, you're going to have to think about that 2 months or 3 months or whatever you sit in jail, that you give up your freedom to be able to drink and drive.
So another debate for lawmakers, and the debate has happened, Trenton, but you're not in a minority. I think you're probably in a majority of people who want to see some laws, and I would imagine, since all of you have shared alarming statistics here to talk about things you're doing at the North Dakota Safety Council, or Tom, as someone that's lost a son and daughter and grandchildren to this, would probably have a hard time disagreeing. You want to weigh in? Anybody want to comment? Yay, nay, or otherwise?
Yeah, I certainly would. That's exactly the issue that we were struggling with after the accident. So we went to our legislature, and we found them, I guess, after a time, very receptive on both sides of the party, and we were successful in getting Brielle's Law passed, which really was an enforcement issue, and talking about stiffening the penalties and the fines, too. But on the backside, doing something that was trying to help these individuals who were perpetual or habitual drinkers and drivers. So I think this is exactly the issue we want to deal with, and I think that's one of the things the family wants to do, is to really approach this from a family perspective, too. This is not just a legal issue. It's really a mom and dad issue, and we want to talk about this at, I think, the early stage, the consequences of drunk driving. So that's kind of where we're at.
Trent, appreciate the call. Thank you. One more here that wants to weigh in. Lawrence in South Fargo, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Rhodesia. One of the things that I have learned through all my years, and I'm getting close to 70 years old, when I was really young, I did become intoxicated when I was drinking as a youth. But when I have learned that created in the image and likeness of God, we are to be spirit first, and then soul, and then body. And we have not just a drinking problem here. We have a cultural problem that's making the children lost and killing their pain in alcohol. We have to address the spiritual needs first, develop the soul with its will and reason and emotions, and then have the body subject to that regenerated, beautiful citizen. And that's what is missing. You're not attacking the right problem. It's got to be cultural first.
Lawrence, appreciate your call. Thank you very much. I mean, I think that that could be said about everything that we battle day in and day out. You know, I say that often. People say that we have a gun problem. I say, do we have a gun problem, or do we have a crisis of the heart, right? So you're talking about a similar thing. I appreciate that. Everybody is passionate about this. We want to see those numbers go down, and that's why I'm glad the North Dakota Safety Council is doing what it's doing day in and day out. Peter, I didn't give you a chance to address a couple of myths, but I love when we can give listeners some takeaways. And, you know, one of those is, you know, this idea that you can drink coffee or take a shower to sober up. Does that work?
Absolutely not. The only thing your body needs to recover and sober up is time. So depending on your weight, it takes about 3 hours to eliminate every two drinks consumed. And I guess the bottom line is people need to know their limits and have a plan. Get a designated driver, plan to take a cab, and just think ahead.
Now, you know, the concern we're hearing from folks in the audience is, I think, probably widespread all across the region. And it's really about, you know, okay, let's do something, right? What are we doing? Well, there's a lot, obviously, going on. A lot of training, a lot of things that are happening that are addressing these issues head on. Peter, let me start with you. What is the North Dakota Safety Council doing to help reduce the number of drinking driving related incidents?
Well, I'll let Terry speak to traffic safety specifically, but like we talked about, we are trying to educate the public on their personal responsibility, but we're also, with our RBS program, working to get in with the establishments throughout the state and making sure they're doing their part. So our Responsible Beverage Server program was launched last year, so this is our second year with the program, and we're happy to say that it's been successful and well-received throughout the state, and we're really working on our partnerships with law enforcement as well throughout the state, because most of the time they're the ones that are conducting these trainings, so in our hopes to kind of two-pronged approach public education as well as training these the folks that are serving alcohol throughout the state.
And you and I have talked about this before. We did a broadcast from the Safety Council's conference and expo and talked a little bit about it. But what exactly are people learning in this program that can help them address these issues? What's the game changer in these sessions?
Yeah, there's a few key things that we teach in our training. One is checking IDs and North Dakota specific IDs. One thing that kind of sets our program apart from others is that it is North Dakota specific, so the servers are learning what the North Dakota ID looks like and what features to look for. They're also learning signs of overconsumption and what to do. We teach there's three levels of intoxication, and we give tools on how to handle each of those levels of intoxication. And then we also have a class specifically designed for the owners and managers of establishments. So we go over the legal implications and their social responsibility as an alcohol establishment in their community.
And these establishments have some significant liability, right? There's real legal implications. I would imagine they're the most interested in making sure they're getting it right at their establishments, huh?
Yeah, our hope is that they are interested in being a responsible member of their community, but there is some liability issues that were addressed in last legislative session. There's actually a bill passed that actually protects establishments if they implement some sort of alcohol server training. So under this new law, if an establishment is found liable, the fact alcohol server training was provided may actually result in reduced fines or penalties.
So again, what we're talking about here, folks, is by addressing alcohol consumption at establishments, the idea is to stop the sale of alcohol to minors. Who can be against that? And possibly at that point also reduce drunk driving by educating servers on how to avoid over-serving people who may be getting behind the wheel. So this is a proactive way to go at this problem that we're talking about. Now let's talk about the driver side of this, Terry, again. Do you have different levels of training based on experience? What does the North Dakota Safety Council have available?
We have several different levels of training. So one of them is based on age, so it would address the younger drivers. Then we have courses that address individuals who have driving offenses. And then we have one that's for any age, maybe a good refresher, good for insurance discounts. So the first one I'll talk about is the Alive at 25. Alive at 25 is a defensive driving course for the younger driver under 25, and because one of the issues we see in North Dakota is that teens are overrepresented in car crashes, Alive at 25 addresses that younger age group designed to address unique risk drivers. And so the course addresses peer pressure and how to take control or keep control of a vehicle and the activities that take place inside of it. We also address risks associated with drinking and driving or riding with someone who's been drinking. So we point out to these young people, you don't want to drink and drive, but you also don't want to let your friends drink and drive, and you don't want to ride with someone that's been driving. And we do role-playing to address that type and get that point across. The course is approved for an insurance discount and a point reduction in North Dakota, which is a great incentive for parents to get their teens to take that class. But it was really created to educate young drivers so we could reduce the number of fatalities and crashes occurring in this age group.
I want to know more about something you mentioned about training based off the type of driving offenses. I hadn't heard about that before. Is that something new in North Dakota? Answer that when we come back from the break. Also want to give a chance to just kind of wrap up and everything. We'll give you the website again from Tom Deutscher and the Run for Change event that's coming up, and continue with our guest Peter Pomonas, Terry Weaver from the North Dakota Safety Council doing Safety Talk today. Really appreciate everyone joining us for this discussion, an important one on the program. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This month's Safety Minute features special guest, OSHA Area Director Eric Brooks, and his thoughts on North Dakota's workplace fatality statistics.
Well, the most recent year that I have stats for, and the stats are from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there was, in the year 2012, there were 64. In 2013, there were 56. And in 2014, it actually dropped down to 38. Now, while that might be encouraging because that number is decreasing, as long as it remains above zero, then it's too many. And there are some that may say zero is unachievable, but I believe that's utter nonsense. Because if I have to accept that zero is unachievable, then I have to accept that the cost of providing for one's family in this great nation is a worker's life. And I'm never going to be on board with that. Every one of us can do better.
To learn more about training that can help improve safety in your home or workplace, go to ndsc.org or call the North Dakota Safety Council at 800-932-8890.
Fill up at PetroServe USA, the folks that are helping America feel better, and you'll have the choice of what you want to put in your tank. From E15 to E85 and much more. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better and connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields. And come on into a PetroServe USA near you and have the best deal in town, the 4 for 4 special. That's right, 4 items for $4. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, and 2 cookies. 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. All month long, specials include Mike's Popcorn for $3.99, the Sixlets for 69 cents, Albanese Gummies only $1.29, Cascade Ice Gum, 69 cents a pack, Nestle Sparkling Water mix and match with Perrier, a great deal, along with Deli Express sandwiches. Come on into a PetroServe USA location near you. Choice at the pump, the 4 for 4 special all day, every day, and much more at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Next time you're in the Watertown area, stop and see Roger Swenson at the Heedalls location in Watertown. Heedalls has it, the parts you need, and great people too, folks like Roger Swenson, who pretty much does it all down there. He does it all and has a great time. His first car, by the way, a 36 Ford Coupe. That's one of my favorites. 36 Ford Coupe. Yep. Good equipment. Learned how to drive a little bit. Had some fond memories of that baby. I asked him the best part of working at Heedalls. He said, you know, everything. It's just a great place to work. They take good care of people. They really do. People love the service, the customers.
somebody there can find you anything you're looking for. Hunt for stuff that they really need. He said people really love that. Just roll up their sleeves and go to work doing it. So he enjoys it a great deal and loves serving the people in that particular region. Been in the business into his fifth decade now, I think he said. So he's a dirt track racer down there in Aberdeen. Has a great time doing that, too. So you may know him from that. Roger Swenson, the team at Heedalls. Heedalls has it. Parts you need, great people, too. Wrapping up our conversation with our guests on a Safety Talk edition of What's on Your Mind Today from the North Dakota Safety Council. Peter Pomonas, the Home and Community Coordinator for the North Dakota Safety Council. Terry Weaver, the Traffic Safety Coordinator. And Tom Deutscher, who lost a son, daughter-in-law, grandchildren to a drunk driver, organizer of a Run for Change event, along with other family members, and a former area director of the OSHA Bismarck Area Office, knows a little bit about safety. All joining us today as we talk safety in our communities and personal responsibility. So before the break, Terry, you talked about training based off the type of driving offenses. Is that something new to North Dakota?
It is. We started the Attitudinal Dynamics of Driving course about a year ago. It's a court-referred program, and it is offered statewide, and we are now working with Department of Corrections for inmates to take this within about 30 days of getting released from the program. As I said, we're working with the courts. It's a court-referred program for more serious offenses such as DUIs or repeat driving offenses. And the course has proven to reduce repeat driving offenses. We've got some studies from Massachusetts who put 20,000 people through, and those repeat offenders really started learning what they were doing, why they were making the decisions they were making. What's interesting about this class is that it addresses the psychology behind the poor decisions of these drivers and the decisions they're making. They learn that everything they do is a choice, and every choice has a consequence. So this class really shows these repeat offenders what it has cost them and cost their families. We help them identify behaviors that have caused harm or financial loss to them, and they learn how positive choice and behaviors can create an individual action plan to help change those behaviors over time.
All good programs. And by the way, listeners, if you go to the Safety Council's website, you can find out more, sign up for these courses. And, and again, this is everybody doing their part to improve the safety of the roadways. We're all in this together, so we can do this this part. NDSC.com, on the training calendar icon, okay? Anything else you want to encourage our listeners to do to help address the issues of drunk driving and underage drinking in the state, Terry?
Sure, that event, like the Run for Change, it's a simple and fun way to get started. And as a business, you can sponsor the event, take pride in knowing that your contribution will be used across the state for educational purposes, which is kind of what the North Dakota Safety Council, we're all about, is that education. You can participate as a family, as Tom had mentioned, and you can use it as a way to start those conversations with your kids about consequences of drinking and driving. We support another run. It's the fifth annual Drive to Survive, 5K, 10K walk. It's coming up on April 24th. So we're just all in support of educating and talking to your teens and stopping that drinking and driving.
All right, sounds good. ndrun.org is that website. This is great information today. Tom, anything else you want to give us before we let you go?
Just quickly, I'd say, moms and dads, if you already haven't had that conversation with your kids, start that dialogue and really talk about the consequences of drinking and driving. Another website is deadlycrash.org. We have donated the kids' car, or what remains of it, for educational purposes, and it travels around the state. And certainly the picture might be sort of disturbing, but worth looking at with your children and tell them this is what can happen.
Yeah, and I think what you're doing is marvelous. Glad you're doing it, and it's saving lives and taking a very bad situation and making something good come out of it, and educating a lot of folks. I know that your daughter-in-law's dad is doing the same thing and taking that car all over the place, seen him in many places, and I just really think that is something that we all need to thank you for and appreciate and applaud, because it's It's important, and hopefully is awakening a few people. You know, we've had some calls come in here that we're not going to get a chance to get to. One off-air call said we need to get more of a punishment. Why do we get more of a punishment for breaking hunting laws than drinking? Another saying there should be more prosecution on those who are serving alcohol to minors. Those are all questions for lawmakers and for folks on the legal side of this. I think our friends from North Dakota Safety Council are doing a great job of educating people, having these training programs to prevent it in the first place and stop it. So, there's a few legs on this stool, but I appreciate all the passion from folks about concerns over underage drinking and wanting to get it. We're all on the same team trying to make our communities a better place to live. Thank you all very much. Great conversation on Safety Talk. Tom Deutscher, Peter Pomonas, and Terry Weaver with us today on the Safety Talk edition of What's on Your Mind. God bless you, folks. We will see you tomorrow, same time, same place.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.